Welcome to your five for today. They say that it is inevitable that as you get older, you reminisce over years gone by. So it was no surprise that recently I found myself thinking of the very first Christmas we'd had as parents. We are now grandparents, and both our children are in their 40s. But that first Christmas with our little son was unforgettable. David was just coming up to his first birthday, and we had spent time carefully wrapping up each present in bright paper, decorated with snowmen and Santas. Finally, the day arrived. I think that we, as parents, were more excited than David was. At 10.5 months, he hadn't really grasped the excitement of Christmas Day. Carrying him from the bedroom, we went into the living room where all the gifts were under the Christmas tree and placed him gently on the floor alongside them. To be honest, he looked a little bewildered, giving us a look that seemed to say, "What do you expect me to do now?" I picked up the first present and held it out to him. Even the untrained eye would have realized it was a ball, in spite of the wrapping hiding it. And David realized that as well. Taking it in both hands, he threw it across the room, chuckling to himself. "No, David," I told him, "it's a present for you to unwrap." Patiently, I picked up the parcel and gave it back to him, deliberately ripping the edge of the paper as a hint to what he should do. The parcel was thrown across the room a second time with more laughter. This time, as I handed it back, I kept hold of it and peeled off the outer paper. Instantly, little David had the idea. Picking up the newly unwrapped ball, he pushed it across the floor before picking up the torn wrapper. With a look of absolute delight, he waved the torn paper like a flag before putting it on his head for a makeshift hat. Most of Christmas morning, he played with the wrapping paper, while all the presents we'd so carefully wrapped were ignored. "Perhaps next year we could just buy him a roll of wrapping paper," my wife said philosophically. Of course, as the years went by, David changed, and the presents became more important than the wrapping paper. In a word, he grew up. Sadly, so many people today are like little David. All they care about is the external, and miss what is really important. People will spend their lives accumulating possessions, which are only temporary, while they ignore the precious part within, which will go on forever. God places a great value on your soul and mine, so much so that he sent his only son Jesus to die for each one of us. When Jesus died on the cross, it wasn't to give us a better standard of living, but to bring us the gift of eternal life. Thank you for listening.